Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the third and final hour of The Nation. CY is coming up in 20 minutes. We're going to talk with the Rangers World Series winning general manager as they get set to visit the Detroit Tigers. Pregame is coming up at 5 o'clock and the first pitch at 5:40. Sands is going to join us in the lead up to the pregame. And then Mike Peasley has your pregame here coming up at 5 as Sands has your play-by-play. And Eric Nadell has this series off. Okay, what is going on with your Cowboys? It is time now for the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening. I wanted to play this Tyler Smith cut here for you. Where did we get this Tyler Smith audio? He's talking at the offseason workouts?
Or? Yeah, the eighth round podcast.
Okay.
He sat down with these guys, and they asked him about, like, would he prefer playing guard or tackle for the Cowboys?
Guys, you know, and I'll say this, guys. I'm coming off an extremely good year at guard. You know, I've had, you know, over this past year.
And only going to get better. And only going to get better. Yep.
But, yeah, so I'm coming off a really good year at guard. You know, I'm feeling really comfortable at guard. I kind of like, you know, how the continuity is right now. Like you said, already prefaced this. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, y'all. And I'm able to do whatever it takes.
Yep, 100%.
And so, you know, we'll see what the future holds. You know, obviously, stay ready for anything. But for right now, I'm a starting left guard at Dallas Cowboys, y'all.
Yeah, you know, and I think he's got the right attitude that you love to hear as a fan, as a front office guy. Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to go at it full speed ahead. But I appreciate the honesty as well. How much would that impact it if I was the team? I would think, okay, the guy's got a lot of confidence at this position. I think people naturally want to be comfortable, so I understand that. I don't want to do anything that's going to make you super uncomfortable. If we end up drafting a guard or a center, and we're looking at you to go to left tackle, I think I would keep this in mind because chances are he knows better than anybody else how overmatched he feels out there, and I'd want to give it another year at tackle. But if we're reaching, if we're holding, if our footwork's just not as clean, I would keep in mind that maybe he's just going to be more comfortable inside where his power and can be a better factor, and the lack of operating in space is mitigated as far as a downside. Brian, how would you look at it?
I really do feel like their best position of playing him is left tackle and then TJ Bass playing left guard. And then they draft a center. That's just how I feel right now. They, to me, I don't trust. We'll see if in fact they get the correct tackle in this draft, if that's the case. Because there's a couple of guys I feel like they could play at a high level, and they did a great job with plug and play guys. But if it's not the correct one out there, but I feel like that if they had to, their best lineup would be to take one of these centers and then play
based back on what they have right now.
Right. See, to me, I don't trust anybody they've got right now to play right tackle. Or sweet, left tackle.
But just zooming in on it, you had all pro at left guard.
Yeah.
He was pretty decent at left tackle for a rookie.
Right. I think he made the Pro Bowl team his first year, right? I mean, and that maybe was some things kind of, you know, maybe some guys not.
So I'd be excited, like, what could year two look like at left tackle? But I'm not locking into anything. You know, I have to acknowledge what he said.
Yeah.
And as he prefers it, I'm not necessarily going in that direction just because he prefers it. But if you're like a borderline Pro Bowler at left tackle after this year, I might be looking for a tackle next year.
The problem is, though, they need a center in the worst way. And to me, I feel like that they could get a center. If they draft the center first, I feel like they'll be better equipped going forward. If the center is, say, a fifth-round guy, you know, something like that, I don't know. Are you upgrading? Are you really upgrading from Biotish? You know, I just feel like that they've got to grab the center first.
Well, let me ask you, because
And then move.
But what's our best combination? Davis with a borderline Pro Bowler at left tackle, or a different tackle with a rock-solid all-pro at left guard?
The best combination that they could, have is if they draft, Powers Johnson at center and play Bass at left guard and play Tyler Smith at left tackle. That's the best combination I think they could do.
Okay, can I interest you in this? Because I saw this from John Mashoda in his latest mock draft, and the three picks for the Cowboys were at pick 24 in the first round, the Oklahoma offensive tackle, Tyler Guyton.
Okay, yep.
And then they get Trey Benson, the Florida State running back, at 56 in the second round.
Okay.
And then they get the center from Wisconsin, Tanner Bordellini, in the third round.
Yeah, to me, Bordellini would be a little bit of a reach there. I don't think Bordellini is as good as the other centers that we're talking about.
Could you get a starter? Get a starter in the third round?
At center?
Yeah.
It has to be the – To me, I kind of feel like that the centers, Norzad is the guy from Penn State. That's, I think, the last starter that you could legitimately get. And that would be have to be. Now, we did a mock draft the other day where he got to us in the fifth. But that, to me, if you gave me the shot at drafting, you know, with like Powers Johnson or Barton in those one of those first two pick or one of those in that first round, I'm moving.
Okay, what about running back in the second round or the best center?
The best center would be what I would draft.
Me too, 100%.
Because that would mean I would have to take Frazier from West Virginia in the second round.
And that would be a dang good pick, right?
Absolutely.
Second round pick for him because he's fringe first round.
Right.
Second round grade, but could be a first round guy.
I don't know if he gets to you in the second round. That's what I'm thinking.
That's the thing.
That's my problem right now, because I would sit there and say, but if you gave me a choice and you said, you would say that either one of the running backs are on the board, Brooks or Benson, and Frazier.
You got to go Frazier.
Taking Frazier.
Yeah, you can't go running back there in that scenario. Because you can get the Tennessee kid in probably the third round at running back.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay, appreciate you answering my questions on that, man. It sounds like we're rooting for center tackle or tackle center running back.
If the correct, because you say right tackle, you're thinking right tackle. If the correct tackle is there for them, you know, then they're not going to move. They wouldn't move. But Bobby and I are hearing so many whispers about this guy's going to move anyway.
Like they're going to trade down?
No, they're going to move Tyler Smith to left tackle.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Even though he'd rather be a guard, but he's open to whatever. Yeah.
But it just has to be the correct tackle there, maybe, to get them not to do that.
Okay, I'm much more cynical about his ability to play well enough at left tackle that'll be his permanent home. Brian is much more confident, and he's a scout, so you know.
No, I mean, I feel like he could play either spot. We've seen him play either spot, you know, and maybe with the way that he plays with power and all that stuff, and you know, you're right about having to deal with spacing, guard might be his best spot. I wonder if they've already in their mind are thinking we're playing him at left tackle.
Now, what would you do, Chief?
I mean, I think that in an ideal scenario that you open up much more options for yourself if you allow Tyler Smith to be the left tackle. And I do think you're talking about probably him being an A guard and a B left tackle.
Even at that, you'd take him at tackle over guard.
I would, because now I can get my center in the first round, and then I don't have to feel like, oh, I got to get another offensive lineman, because now if Tyler Smith's my left tackle, then I only need one position on the offensive line, and that's center.
Okay, great stuff. Appreciate that conversation. Be fascinated to be a
fly
on the wall.
If you could tell me I could get Frazier at 56 from West Virginia, then I wouldn't move.
They'll just take the tackle in the first round, keep Tyler Smith at guard, and then take Frazier in the second round. Yep. Yeah, if you could guarantee that, then would be totally fine.
Yep.
Okay. It is interesting, too, though, that Tyler Smith, it's clearly a comfort level thing at guard, because the money is to be had at tackle.
Yeah, but he the thing that he struggles with, like Gavin was talking about, is sometime in space. That he
yeah,
gets
I respect him for the self-awareness to be like, listen, I could make more money being the left tackle of the Cowboys than being the left guard, but I know I'm more comfortable here and I will be a better player here. And if that costs me a few million dollars per year in my next contract, so be it.
Yeah. All right, next story here in the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening here in the G-Bag Nation. Todd Atcha, ESPN Dallas. Cowboys may pay price for approach to extensions. He tweeted about it saying Cowboys need to adjust their thinking when it comes to extensions. And what's his angle? Well, I can distill it to this. The Cowboys are not wrong in their view, but their message is not convincing. That's about the seventh or eighth sentence down here as he's building out this story, talking about how, you know, the longer the Cowboys wait on deals, the more likely the cost increases. And he points out that their approach at the bargaining table isn't scaring anybody into doing a deal early. We've been calling them the cavemen for a half decade now. Mm-hmm. All the agents know it. This isn't a real thing where the Cowboys might not sign you. CeeDee Lamb actually said it last week as he's getting ready to hold out. I'll be with the Cowboys, guys. Mm-hmm. There is nothing to worry about here because we know what the Cowboys are going to do. And so if you're not willing to follow any of these through and say, bye-bye, we told you, you had to do our deal or you weren't going to be a Cowboy, you're no longer a Cowboy. But these guys know the Cowboys aren't going to do that. And so I think Todd makes a great point. If you're not actually going to make people walk at the end of these, then just do them early.
I wonder if they're going to make Dak walk.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
where we're heading.
When you're talking about them being the cavemen and all that, we saw it with Zach Martin and all that.
Yeah.
Maybe now the mandate from up top is, okay, we're going to let this guy walk. We've got to change what we're doing here. And maybe Dak might be the first one that walks.
Yeah, it's definitely a different time, and enough time has passed now where you got to look at it and say, is Dak the player that's going to push us over the top with this team-building model, can't even get us out of the divisional round? I believe Dak is a top-10 quarterback legitimately, but if you're not going to build a team that's actually going for the Super Bowl, maybe it's best to try a different approach. And then Adam Schefter just now talking about CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys. The Cowboys may not see CeeDee until he gets his extension. And again, this is something the Cowboys have been prepared for, planned for. They know they have to pay him. They want to pay him. But the two sides right now are not close to getting a long-term deal done. And while they're not, CeeDee Lamb will stay away. That's the report from Adam Schefter. So probably dig in for an extended holdout.
Maybe Sam Monson on that Pro Football Focus news something in that draft, that mock draft, picking
a receiver.
Picking that receiver there. You know, if Lamb's going to sit.
Hey. That's the guy to let go. You know, I know there's been a lot of talk about Micah Parsons, who isn't there either. But if you're not planning on winning it over the next couple of years, you have a wide receiver in the middle of his prime, only 3 years in, I think that's the guy I would be looking to move. If we are deciding, hey, one of these guys has to go because we can't afford this many blue chip players on our salary cap, especially since how last year ended, you know, and now we're already into a holdout. I think, like, the meme of a see-me Lamb, you know, like it's all about him. I don't know if that's true or not. I think he's one of the hardest workers. I think he's one of the most badass players. I'd love him on my team. But if we are talking about cutting somebody to, you know, get the rebuild kick-started and pick up a couple of first-round picks, that'd be my top pick.